This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. One of the topics that's been asked of me is, are we headed to a recession, and what's that going to look like, and how bad will that be? And three or four thoughts on that. Are we headed to a recession? So a recession is defined as 2 quarters in a row of negative growth in the GDP. The first quarter, we already had negative growth. So we need one more quarter to actually hit the definition of a recession. I don't know if we'll technically hit it or not. But certainly you have a situation where the economy is starting to slow down some. And there's lots of different reasons for that. There's a huge amount of money that's been taken out of the economy vis-a-vis the wealth effect. I think worldwide the number is $10, $12, $15 trillion. In the U.S., it's $5 to $7 trillion that's been lost in wealth. This causes ultimately consumer spending to slow some. Second, you've got companies throughout the country showing just a much harder time hitting profitability as they were hitting profitability before. And that's basically revenues are relatively flat to a little bit up, but you've got expenses way up. It literally just filled up at the pump this morning. For the first time I think I ever remember, it cost me $100 to fill up my mid-size SUV. It's $100 to fill up the car. And more that gas prices near $6 a gallon, but this is ramping through the entire economy. Labor cost, fuel cost, logistics and transportation costs and so forth. Then you've got a situation of, so what does it mean to have a recession? A recession means a couple different things. And again, a lot of it is like very many other things in life, very dependent on the person. In terms of the stock market, it doesn't necessarily mean anything. The stock market's going to have this correction, and it's already having, and that is more based on, there's two things that really drive the stock market. There's the earnings of companies, and there's the multiple things that trade at. The multiple things trade at, the price to earnings multiple, is highly dependent upon interest rates, inflation, and other things. Right now, as interest rates go up, you're going to see the multiple come down some, and you're already seeing a lot of that. Then the great question is, what happens to earnings? And sooner or later, earnings will recover. So it depends if you're in a quantitative easing, quantitative tightening sort of market, whether these ratios, the PE ratios, are going up or down, but the earnings are obviously, they're going okay. They're softening for a lot of companies. I saw yesterday Snapchat report, you have 43% loss in stock value based on earnings not being as strong projected over the next year as expected. But earnings for corporations are going okay. They're going poorly for hospitals and health systems, but they're going okay for corporations. But the quantitative tightening is going to lead to a stock market continue to correct until you get this equilibrium between what is inflation and the Fed funds rate, the interest rates. So that's one part of recession in the economy. The second part is, what does it mean for individuals and seeking jobs? Right now, you've had the situation where there's so many jobs to be filled and not enough people to fill them. At some point, that equilibrium is also going to bounce back. I mean, I think they report that 11.5 million jobs are unfilled, and it does depend if you have this mismatch of workers. Like people don't want to fill some of those jobs. You've got people that aren't trained for some of those jobs. You do have a lot of this mismatch. So this 11.5 million is not a true number. But what that 11.5 million number does mean is that ultimately people can get jobs and ultimately they could demand wage increases. I mean, you see unions getting stronger, workforce getting stronger versus employers and so forth. As the economy slows, that is that equation, that equilibrium between employers and workers and employees is going to change back some. Right now, employers are so in demand of workers that they'll basically do anything to keep them and keep them happy. That equilibrium will change back some, but of course, there's some mismatch. I mean, if you look at the hospital environment, it's fastening itself. There's a lot of nurses in the country, but a lot of them don't want to be at the bedside anymore given COVID and everything else and all the threats to their lives. So they just don't want to be at the bedside. So you have mismatches. Some of those will perpetuate, not because there's not enough, but because people don't want to fill certain jobs. I mean, there's a story yesterday about there's just not enough carpenters in the country. There's just a lot of those issues going on. Just mismatches of what we have versus what we need. And no easy answers to get to fixing those things. So the third thing is, so wages will soften a little bit. Hiring will soften a little bit. It's been a great time to find a job. If you're a young person going to college, that's going to get a little tougher. The third thing that a recession means, and there's great definition out there, the difference between a recession and a depression. A recession is technically, you know, the economy doesn't grow for 2 quarters in a row. A depression is I lose my job. And that was meant originally jokingly, but it's very true. When you talk about a pandemic is fine until someone close to you gets really sick. Then it's no longer a pandemic. Then it's truly a pandemic. How bad will this recession get? It's very hard to tell. I don't think it's going to be that bad, but I'm often wrong. I think you're going to have the situation where the Fed, for a bunch of political reasons, was too easy on quantitative easing. Now they got to take their foot off that pedal hardcore and put the brakes on it. And that's causing a little bit of disruption. And you have a lot of things that will lead to some recessionary impacts, just as you look at this thing with corporate earnings and stock prices. When stock prices are so high, a CEO, a company feels like they're playing with house money. They can invest a lot of different things. Once the stock price gets crunched, now they have to be much more focused on, can they actually create earnings? Can they make a difference in a positive way? So there are a lot of things that can lead to a not insignificant recession. I don't think you're seeing the great recession that we had in 2008, but you do have serious headwinds. You've got another headwind is, you know, what happens is when things are going well, people forget quickly certain core rules of thumb. One core rule of thumb is don't buy stocks on margins. And of course, our entire populace sometimes acts so stupidly with this herd mentality that we again are at a spot where people have overloaded among stocks on margin. This is a disaster when stocks go in the wrong direction. Another thing that happens is people loaded up again on mortgage debt. And again, this is just incredible stupidity. And I know I don't mean this to be a negative. People can't help themselves. They want the bigger house, but they can't buy what they can't afford, and they end up doing so, and it's a debacle. And so you've got a situation. These are things that make recessions a lot worse. People are over indebted. Now they're more fragile to changes in the economy, and that causes much more fallout. In any event, we'll see how this plays out. I am concerned about it. The things like that, the government overborrowing, individuals overborrowing, these things lead to a whole different level of concern and bad consequences when a depression or recession hits. I'm hoping, a great question, what will this recession look like? How bad will it be? I'm not sure. More and more of the big prognosticators from the big financial firms are predicting a recession. If not a recession, so it could be awfully close to that if it's not technically a recession. And then what does it mean and how long will it last? Uncertain. I mean, it's things are not going to get better until the Fed fund sort of rips this Band-Aid off and gets their interest to where they're going to get to. And then we got to figure out whether we really want to be oil independent or not. We've moved back to a policy in our country of not being oil independent. And this is nice from an environmental standpoint. Maybe. I don't know if you do all the real studies of this and what electric grid's going to cost us and how that's going to work. I don't know. And what goes into electric cars, I'm not sure. But either way, this movement away from being oil and energy independent is at least short-term a debacle for inflation and everything else because it plays into so many other things. Labor shortages, fuel shortages play into so much into inflation. And some of these are self-inflicted wounds by our country, but we'll see if we can fix them. Thank you for listening to this version of the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast, a fascinating set of subjects. And thank you so much for joining us. If you listen to the whole thing and you text me at 773-766-5322, I will send you a 100-hour Amazon gift certificate. I would make that because of inflation, $103, but it's too complicated to do, I think, on the Amazon store. But if you text me or call me, 773-766-5322, and you are the first one to do so, I'll send you a $100 Amazon gift card for listening to this version of the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast. Thank you so much.